The good news according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Matthew 5, verses 1 to 12. Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. You know, being poor in spirit, whatever that means, it doesn't sound like a reason to describe yourself as blessed. Same thing if you're mourning. We just had a memorial service for Susan Macy here yesterday, Lynn Clapp's sister. And I don't think her mom, Helene, or her husband, Jeff, or her children, Aubrey and Jacob, or her grandchildren, or her brothers and sisters, I don't think any of them feel particularly blessed because Susan died. In fact, they're mourning. And that's different than blessed. In fact, I don't think the meek, or those who hunger and thirst for anything, are particularly blessed. It doesn't seem like they are, anyway. It makes me wonder, what is Jesus talking about here in Matthew 5? You know, this list of people who are blessed is called the Beatitudes. Sometimes in our American Christian culture, they're referred to as the Beatitudes, as in, this is the way you're supposed to be. You're supposed to have this kind of attitude. For example, if you're not merciful, you better make yourself merciful in order to receive mercy. Or if you're not persecuted for righteousness' sake, then you better do something righteous and get persecuted for it, because then yours is the kingdom of heaven. Sometimes this list of Beatitudes is viewed as a list of instructions for us to follow, a list of things to do, a recipe for happiness. Just do this, and life will be great. That's what theologians call law. Is that what Jesus is giving us here? Law? A list of instructions for life? You know, if you were more pure in heart, you would see God. So you need to become pure in heart. You got to try harder. Is that what the Beatitudes are? A kick in the rear to get you off your duff? Or are the Beatitudes something different than that? Maybe even possibly a comforting arm around your shoulder. You know, our gospel lesson today starts with the beginning of Matthew chapter 5. The preceding verse, the last verse in Matthew chapter 4, says this: Great crowds followed him from Galilee to Decapolis and from Jerusalem and Judea and from beyond the Jordan. In other words, Jesus' fame was spreading throughout the Middle East. Thousands of people were coming out to see him every day. So who were these huge crowds of people? These people who were following Jesus everywhere he went. Who were they? Well, reading through the Gospels, it's pretty clear. Many of them were sick or disabled or dying people, desperate for a healing miracle, flocking to the only person who could help them. And there were people filled with guilt and shame, people hungry to hear authoritative words of forgiveness, words that meant something, words of eternal life, the kind of words that only Jesus spoke. And there were wounded spirits, people who shuddered at the cruelty and pain and suffering that they saw all around them. People desperately hoping that somewhere, somewhere, there was kindness and compassion. All those thousands of people, what were they looking for from Jesus? A swift kick in the rear? A halftime locker room rant about digging deeper and trying harder? Did they want instructions on how to live a happy life? No. They were looking for something they could only get from Jesus. They were looking for a healing touch, or a proclamation of forgiveness, or a compassionate word of hope. That's what they were looking for. And that's what they got. A lot of you have heard this before, but I'll say it again. The year after I graduated from college was a tough time in my life. My family was disintegrating, my parents were divorcing, and a buddy and I had arranged to rent one side of a duplex in Tacoma near Pacific Lutheran University where we went to school. But he ended up getting a job in the Bay Area of California. So instead of my buddy, my dad moved in with me. And it was rough. I was depressed. I was looking for a job and trying to figure out what I should do with my life. My dad was even more depressed. In fact, he was falling apart, going crazy, right in front of me. And it really shook me up. I despaired that he would never be the same. I despaired that I would never be the same. One Saturday night, late in January, I decided to find that list in the Bible somewhere, that list of people who were blessed. By reading who was blessed, I was thinking that I could figure out why I was not blessed. I had no idea where to look, but flipping through my Bible, I found the Beatitudes in Matthew 5. And I started down the list. Immediately, I was stumped. Blessed are the poor in spirit. What does that mean? For that matter, what does the kingdom of God mean? I had no idea. I went to bed in the wee hours of the morning, falling asleep after praying that God would somehow show me the meaning of poor in spirit. I didn't know what it meant, but I had a hunch that that was my problem. Well, the next morning, I woke up early to my dad knocking on my bedroom door. He wanted to know if I'd go to church with him. I didn't want to go to church with him. I'd gone to bed very, very late, and now it was very early in the morning. I didn't want to go, but I went. Completely unbeknownst to me, it was the fourth Sunday in the season of Epiphany. And at Christ Lutheran Church in Lakewood, Washington, Pastor Cy Torvend read the passage we just read and explained what poor in spirit meant. The poor in spirit recognize their desperate need for God. As I sat there, I realized that Jesus was speaking to me through his word. And he wasn't saying, "Hey, Morris, get on it. You got to recognize your desperate need for God." He didn't have to. I was already poor in spirit. Mostly because of my own sinfulness. Because of my own sinfulness, life had beaten me up to the point where I was thoroughly afraid of the future. And I recognized my desperate need for God. I was poor in spirit. Jesus wasn't kicking me in the rear. On the contrary, he was putting his arm around me and telling me amazing good news. I was blessed. I was blessed through the struggle I was experiencing. And everything was going to be okay. I was blessed because the kingdom of heaven is given to the poor in spirit. The kingdom of heaven exists where the gifts of God are given and received. Gifts of mercy. Gifts of help in every trouble. Gifts of forgiveness, gifts of salvation. Everything was going to be okay. I was even given faith to believe it. And it came to pass. The Beatitudes are not a kick in the rear for the underperforming. They're not an admonition to just try harder. They're good news for you who are struggling. To the meek and the grieving. To the brokenhearted and those who long for mercy. To the pure in heart whose intentions are good. To those who long for peace. For those whose cause is right in the eyes of God. For those who are persecuted in the name of Christ. And also for you who are in pain. For you who are suffering loss. You who are in despair. Even for you who are trapped in a continual cycle of failure. For all of us who are poor in spirit, all who recognize our desperate need for God's help. It may not look that way right now, but you're blessed. You're blessed. Because the kingdom of heaven, the gifts of God, are for you. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, for those of us who recognize our desperate need for you, also fill our hearts with gratitude for what you have done for us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.